But when we think about entrepreneurship tonight, as an example, so if we think about coaching, I gotta see if that, okay, good, that's on the board. So if we think about coaching and our typical rotation for coaching, what we typically think of as that rotation is that we have metrics the first week of every month, then we have case studies, which we did last week, and then the third week of every month in this coaching rotation for entrepreneurship is all about theory. And when we talk about theory, it's really the underlying science of any one of a number of things, human performance, leadership, persuasion, or achievement. So that's what we're focusing on tonight is our theory day in the rotation. And then, of course, the fourth week is skill development. So today, tonight, we're focusing on this theory day, sort of kind of the underlying science. And it might be of every one of these things in a little bit of a way, high performance, leadership, persuasion, achievement. We're certainly going to talk about persuasion. But we might want to ground ourselves just a little bit in both leadership, well, le leadership, but with this notion that we're pushing towards the fifth of our six dimensions. So let's do that for just a little bit. If we think about the six dimensions, of course, we've got health, which is the focus on our Tuesday night coaching sessions during the month of April. And then the second dimension, of course, is intellect, which means that now we get to think about lifelong learning and scholarship fitness. The third is social, emotional, and relationship fitness. The fourth being our industry or financial and career fitness, and the fifth being spiritual fitness. So in that spiritual, but sixth, of course, of achievement, but in that spiritual fitness domain, when we talk about that dimension, it's really three things. It's faith, hope, and charity. So we're going to ground our theory day discussion tonight a little bit in faith, hope, and charity. So when we think about faith, it's a belief. It's a belief in a deity or a power in the universe greater than we are. I think of that power in the universe greater than we are as God. And I have a faith in God, and I have a belief in a personal connection with God. And that gives me hope for a better opportunity and a better life because I believe that He can lead me to a better opportunity and a better life. And so I have hope in a great outcome in this life and after this life. But this notion of charity is all about living for the other. So if we think about it this way, in most religions of the world, we could see these kinds of elements in the dictums or mandates or commandments as we would live them. And that it would start with love of God and then love of others as we love ourselves. So it's really love of God, love of ourselves, and love of other people. And that guides how we live our lives in terms of principles that lead to behaviors. Well, if we think about that tonight in terms of entrepreneurship, we're going to be talking about the charitable leadership and influence. So persuasion, human persuasion, that's not performance. Or did I? There's persuasion. human persuasion. Because when we persuade, when we engage in persuasion, it shouldn't be all about us. It should be about others. That's what makes it charitable, in the same way that it would be for us. So if we think about getting the oxygen mask on ourselves first, that's what hope is all about. And once we have obtained that hope, then we want to share it with other people in ways that are meaningful and useful for them. So that's, we're going to kind of get grounded today in our theory day discussion on in entrepreneurship around persuasion and leadership. Those are really the key points that we're going to hit, but grounded in sixth dimension. Okay, so if we look at persuasion, anybody know who Abraham Maslow is? Mike, are you on? Mike Woolley, are you with us?
Mike's not here. It's just me.
Hi, Deb. Hey, do you have a new grandbaby?
I do. That's Tuesday night, 8:30, finally.
That's what I was hoping was going on. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. How about you?
Yes, Cameron and Sierra have a little baby girl, and you've got a baby boy, is that right?
Yeah. When did yours come?
Let's see, just the week before. Was it the week before? I think so. Well, that's exciting. Congratulations. We're so thrilled. Actually, Cameron's might be a week ago today. I think that's true. Okay, so Debbie, I'm going to go to you. Have you ever heard of Abraham Maslow?
The name.
Okay, so good. We're going to do a little bit of a science history lesson as we talk about Abraham Maslow. Abraham Maslow was one of the great writers research on motivation. I'll call it motivation. He wrote about the five essential elements of human motivation, and he calls it, we call it still, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So, hierarchy of needs. For Abraham Maslow, his argument was that if we can understand people's needs, then we can help them, we can persuade them, we can motivate them. But if we don't understand their needs, then we can't motivate them. So, Debbie, as you think about needs audit, well, in case open routine in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales system, case open routine, we qualify people for only one thing, and that's interest. Do you remember any of the things that we qualify for at needs audit?
Need, want, I don't have my notebook in front of me. Need, want, ability to pay.
Dollar signs.
Let me think. Needs, wants,
You are brilliant. This is terrific. And the last one is simply decision-making process.
Oh, right. There we go.
So those four things. Well, let's go back and think about what Abraham Maslow is saying here. Maslow says, if we don't know what people's needs are, we can't motivate them. In other words, if we don't know what their needs are, we can't influence them. If we don't know what their needs are, we can't persuade them. Now, I would argue that this is exactly what grounds us in the fifth dimension, the spiritual dimension. Because once we understand people's needs, first of all, as we talked before about the needs audit routine, it's all about listening. We want to understand them. And so we ask questions in order to facilitate understanding them and their needs and their wants. That is anchored in the sixth dimension. It's about charity. We do that because we care about them. We don't do that in order to manipulate them. We do that because we care about them. We have charity towards them. So when we engage the needs audit routine, it's so that we can understand what they need and what they want and what their abilities are and how they would go about making the decision-making process so that we don't violate their principles. That's what we're talking about here. And that's exactly where Maslow starts, as he talks about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So in that hierarchy of needs, he would suggest that there are some, well, there's some start places and some stepping stones. And he talks about the hierarchy of needs, this first level, in terms of deficit needs. So in integrity sales system parlance, we call this, we relate this to pain relief. So if they've got deficit needs, that means they're in trouble. This isn't a need that they're foreshadowing, that they can see coming along the way. This is a need that is already upon them and overwhelming them. So hence, pain and what the benefit, so this is how we talk about it in terms of benefits. The relief of pain is a great benefit to people. So we start here thinking about what is in it. And when we say it, what is the benefit to someone else of engaging in our entrepreneurial venture with us? What's in it for them? And that means the benefits. What are the benefits to them for engaging? Well, the first thing is, let's identify their pain and then relieve it. And that's what Maslow means when he says, what are their deficit needs? So, for example, deficit needs. If I had been out camping in Utah's West Desert and I got lost and separated from my camping party and I didn't have my gear, and so I was cold and freezing at night and I didn't have water and I didn't have food. Jonna, if you and Randall were out driving around on the desert and you found me, and I'm without food and water for 3 days and shelter, what do I want most from you, Jonna?
Water.
Water. Water is the greatest deficit need. My own body tells me that I am going to perish for want of water before I perish for want of food. Now, before I keep going, Sam, did you get a recording started here?
Yes, we've been recording.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. So there's our deficit need is water. Now, food is also a deficit need. I'm in hunger. But water is most important. And in fact, by the time you find me, Jonna, everything I do is motivated, Maslow's hierarchy of needs or motivations, everything I do is motivated for my want of water. Well, that's pain relief as we think about this in entrepreneurship. Now, remember, I said that this wasn't going to be just entrepreneurship. It's going to be about charity, but it's also about leadership. This is what good leaders do. They understand the deficit needs of those they care about, those that they lead. And when they understand those deficit needs and try to alleviate the pain associated with them, it makes them great leaders. So everything that we're talking about tonight is firmly anchored in that sixth dimension, which is faith, hope, and charity. But that's also a great guide to that, the fifth dimension, spiritual. But the sixth dimension, which includes leadership. Okay, so deficit needs. Next is safety. For Maslow. So I've got deficit needs. The next thing I want, once I've found water, the next thing I want is I need to build a shelter, something that will protect me from the elements, something that will give me safety from wandering animals in the night and safety from the elements, preferably near a source of water, which would also take care of my food needs. So that's the second Second need, the next level of the hierarchy, and we talk about that in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System in terms of preservation. So protection, preservation is that next level up. Well, next thing up from there is a sense of connectedness, association with other people. I don't remember offhand the name of the Tom Hanks movie where he's stranded on the island and what's the name of it?
Castaway.
Yeah, that's it. Castaway. So when he's there, what does he do, Debbie? He finds a volleyball. What does he do with it?
That becomes his, that's his socialization. It becomes his best friend. And
yeah, very paints important. The face on it and has conversations with his best friend. Because we need that sense of socialization and connectedness. And we talk about that in terms of pleasure. And that's very important. Well, what's that? Well, there we are with our third dimension, social, emotional, relationship fitness. So as you just think about entrepreneurship, leadership, and its connectivity to other dimensions, we get starting over clear over here as we think about needs, the fifth dimension, as we're talking about the spiritual need, the needs of other people, that's a spiritual dimension. But all the way up, we're relieving their pain. We're caring for them, charity. We're helping to protect and preserve them. We want to provide connected connectivity, connectedness for them. That next level up is not just connectedness, but the need for respect, which is just very important. It's not enough to just have socialization. We want to be admired and loved and respected among people. Well, we're back to that fifth dimension of charity, that we're going to love other people as we would love ourselves. We're going to treat them with kindness and respect because that's what charity requires of us, because that's how we want to be treated inherently. So whenever we think about that respect, we think about prestige. So helping people to become connected, develop a sense of connectivity in their circle of influence, formalize that connectivity with social media tools, etc., and then elevate, be a thought leader, a guru in that social circle. So as we were getting started tonight, Jonna and I were talking about these normal and natural ways that we can connect with, reach out to our friends and our near family and our neighbors. The notion that we can invite them to a discussion about goals and goal setting and achievement is a great one. To talk about health and nutrition, diet, to talk about exercise, to do book club around Spark, all of those kinds of things. When you initiate that kind of connectivity in your circle of influence, it establishes you as a person of respect. Well, the next level up for Abraham Maslow is self-actualization. Now, at Griffin Hill, that side of our business is business to business. So because business organizations exist to make a profit, that's what we mean by self-actualization, to fulfill the measure of their creation. Because business organizations exist or were created to make a profit, in that realm, we talk about this in terms of profits. Now, if you look really quickly, now we get to see something that Debbie has studied carefully already in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System, the five P's associated with benefits. Pain relief, preservation, pleasure, prestige, and profit. Now, in our sixth dimension side, sixth dimension isn't inherently about profit. Oh, there's a profit motive and a profit piece, but this self-actualization is about becoming the very best version of oneself, fulfilling the measure of their creation. And that's what sixth dimension is all about. It's about helping people to achieve self-actualization, allowing them to dream again, allowing them to set goals and make plans so that they can mark their way to what self-actualization looks like for them. By virtue of the very fact we talk about these six dimensions of health, wellness, physical fitness, of intellect, lifelong learning and scholarship fitness, of social, emotional and relationship fitness, of industry, financial and career fitness, of spiritual fitness. All of that is self-actualization. And across all of those, then we've got this great sixth dimension, the dimension of hope, happiness, the place of agency and choice. So all along the way here, when we think about benefits, we're thinking about the spiritual dimension of charitable thought about other people. And that's what leads us to help them out, to motivate them, to influence them, to persuade them, and to provide leadership. So that's what this particular topic, Theory Day, where did my eraser go, is all about. So now, how does that fit in the integrity sales system? So, Jonna, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at this, but Debbie, let me come back to you. What are the six steps in the sales process, Debbie?
Case open.
Yes.
Needs audit. Solution presentation. Adapted solution presentation. Fulfillment and follow-up. No.
I'm going to insert one in there. Closing interactions and then fulfillment and follow. Okay, so Debbie, stay with me here. What are the basic plays of the case open routine?
Oh, let's see. We got rapport, positioning, benefit, proof, and schedule next event.
You are brilliant. I am so proud of you. That is very, very well done.
I do not have my notebook with me like I have in
past. I know. That's why I said I'm just glowing with pride for you. That's just superb. Look, just think about this for a minute. I often put these in different words, so let me do that here. This is who I am. Hi, I'm Scott Baird. I'm the founder of Sixth Dimension. Position. We're all about helping people to become the very best version of themselves. We develop, it's about personal and personal growth and development, helping other people, and creating wealth. It's exactly the same thing that we've observed as we think about pain relief and health that we experienced with Lindsay Rosander during the very first 2 days of coaching in health, alleviated all pain. Let's get together and talk about it. Okay, this is what it means to me. This is who I am. This is what I do. Here's why someone like you cares about it. Here's the proof of that. What are we going to do? Let's get together to talk about your needs and your wants. So when I think about it in those terms, rapport play, that's about me. This is who I am. Positioning play, this is what I do. But the benefit play, this is why people like you care. This is now about you. I've shifted all focus away from me. And from here through the rest of the process, all the way over to fulfillment and follow-up, it's about them. That's why this is all about charity. We care about them, the other, whoever they may be. And all of our thoughts are about what's in it for them, not what's in it for me. What's in it for you? Well, just think about these benefit plays. So Debbie, stay with me here. Needs audit routine. What is the very first play of the needs audit routine?
You reframe.
We're going to reframe. And how do we do the reframe at needs audit?
You're just going to take a second to remind them, put them back in the mind frame of who you are and what you do and how and the benefit and the proof.
Exactly right. And today's the purpose of today's event. So there it is again. See that? There's benefit. So everything we're doing throughout this Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System is benefit centric. It's about them. So Debbie, let's go to solution presentation routine. What's our first play here?
You're going to reframe again.
Okay, we're going to reframe again. And that means we're going to get that same position, benefit, proof. There's our benefit. Okay, right after that reframe, then what? We're also going to reframe needs audit, which we should have made the point. Right. So this is who we are. This is who you are. And based on that,
then you're going to come up with what you their solution.
Yeah. Based on who we are and based on who you are, we believe that we can deliver to you this great big benefit. That's just so compelling. Think about how frequently now, this is all exactly what Abraham Maslow was talking about when he says, let's understand their needs. Let's understand their wants. Let's understand everything we do here in Needs Audit is for their benefit. And it keeps us benefit-centric in our language. There's benefit, there's benefit, there's benefit, there's great big benefit. And then I'm gonna erase charity here so I can keep going. But the very next piece is, let me show you how. It's the proposal. And how do we do the proposal? It's going to rely on these two or three features. Coaching technology, live coaching on the internet and phone coaching, there's a feature. It's going to rely on courses, the Griffin Hill Basecamp course. Integrity Sales System Basecamp Core. So you get the idea. Well, features. Then we get to go, okay, based on those three features, here are the advantages. The advantage is you're going to get instruction from world-class research, from the very best expertise available on the planet. There's the advantage. Well, the benefit, it's benefit. Feature, advantage, benefit. Feature, advantage, benefit. Feature, advantage, benefit. So there we go again. The benefit of getting world-class instruction and the very best science out there today is that we can save and change lives. That's what we do. We save and change lives. Mine and yours. Benefit. Well, that's a preservation play benefit. So we can think about every one of those benefits. Pain relief, preservation, pleasure, prestige, and in our case, self-actualization, dream, accomplish, become whatever it is you want to become. Those are the benefits that we get to talk about here. So think about all these places that were benefit-centric. There. Benefit, 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 great big benefit. Let me show you how in terms of feature advantage, benefit, feature advantage, benefit. When we get near the end, then we're going to summarize. And what are we going to summarize? The benefits. So when we talk about leadership, it's about the benefit, not to us as a leader. That's how the world likes to think of leadership. Is what's in it for me? There's prestige and glory for me as a leader. But that's not, when we think about the sixth dimension, what leadership ever was intended to be. Leadership in the fifth dimension That spiritual realm is all about how can I serve you? How can I care for you? So leadership here means what is it you need? What is it you want? What is it that you can do? What is it that I can provide for you? That's leadership. That's what we mean here. That's a sixth dimension element based on our fifth dimension motives and values. And that's exactly why when we think about this in terms of charity, that's what guides us here. We don't use Maslow's hierarchy of needs as a way to manipulate someone to do what we want. If we want to be a better spouse, if we want to be a better parent, if we want to be a better community member, if we want to be a better citizen in whatever group we participate in, church, community, or nation, we get to think about this in terms of how can I advantage my fellow beings, my community members? That is charity. And that's how true influence, true persuasion works in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. It's not about trying to get people to do what we want them to do so that we get what we want. It's about understanding their needs and their wants so that we can lift them, so that we can help them. That's what sixth dimension is all about. Personal growth and development so that we learn how to be better stewards, helping other people. And number two, helping other people, actually lifting them, elevating them, providing for them the things that they need and want. And in that process, the natural outcome is that it creates communities of wealth. That has always been the natural outcome of people who lift themselves by their bootstraps, who learn and develop and grow, and then reach out to lift someone else. The natural outcome of that activity is that it creates a community of wealth. Well, I'm excited about sharing that insight, that theory day discussion about entrepreneurship. That's what entrepreneurship is about. It's about persuasion. It's about leadership. It's about providing needs and wants to other people and lifting and elevating all around us. Would you take just a moment, reflect and write? Where did you hear an idea that stood out to you, that was important to you, that you don't want to forget? Capture 3 to 5 things. Then think about, okay, what do you want to have happen in your own life as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a member of a variety of communities, including a family community, a church community, a neighborhood community, a city and town? And then choose at least one action item. What are you willing to commit to do to reach out and lift someone else? Think about names of specific people that you could reach out to, that you could lift, that you could understand, that you could help. Okay, take a few minutes, reflect and write. I'll pause us there. I think we're going to have an opportunity to hear from everyone. John, Cammie, how are you tonight? Would you go ahead and unmute and share with us, you maybe missed some of the early part, but share with us an idea or two that stood out to you from tonight's entrepreneurship coaching session.
Yeah, we our darn computer froze up on us. We've been fighting it for the last 15 minutes. We're on, I guess. Hopefully you can hear us. So I didn't get hardly anything up there other than at the very last. But, you know, again, it's all part of the idea that I personally want to, and that's why it brought me into this program in the first place, is the idea I want to better myself so that I can be far more successful in believing in myself to be an entrepreneur, to uplift or help others in their lives, so that I can feel successful. That's my dream, is to support others, make them successful, therefore it'll help me be successful.
John, this is something I know about you that is very clear to me from your behavior and from your performances, is that as we, whoops, I've erased Maslow, as we think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, self-actualization for you is caring for, helping, lifting those around you. And I think you do that with a sincere heart and real intent, something I really admire. Jonna, what about you? Where did you pick up an idea or a thought that was valuable, worthwhile, important to your future as an entrepreneur, as a leader, and as a member of a variety of communities?
I have Randall here with me too.
Oh, Randall, welcome. Glad you made it.
Hello.
I really thought about directing my, how to change my thoughts and how I approach people with Sixth Dimension. And tonight really kind of opened it up for me, as I love to lose myself in serving others. But on my social media approach is thinking of ways, as you said tonight, thinking of things that I could say or post that's beneficial to other people that would help them. Not what I want to put up there, what I think may be a good idea, but focus more on what I think they might need, and helping them to reach out to me regarding Sixth Dimension. Does that make sense?
Boy, Jonna, that just makes so much sense. So if we were to capture, again, our Maslow's hierarchy of needs, so all we need do is think about, who do I know? As I'm reading Spark, who do I know that's in a state of pain that I can provide relief? And how would I want to language that from something that I just learned or shared? Based on what we talked about in Tuesday's coaching session about EAT, who do I know whose health is at risk and we'd like to restore and then preserve good health? Who do I know that enjoys personal growth and development, lifelong learning and fitness? How would I articulate my message to them? This will all, by the way, build your prestige. You know, simple little things that we know in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System in 30 years of research. We've got this first routine here, as Debbie taught us earlier, is the case open routine. This is where someone initiates contact. As simple a thing as that is, what we know is that the person who initiates contact is generally thought of as the person with the higher social standing, the person with the higher prestige. So it's naturally going to do that for you. And then, of course, self-actualization. I'm here to help. I'm here to share. It just is profound. Jonna, I love what you're thinking about. And as you engage this in your social media posts and connectivity, you will grow your audience and your influence. You'll be a better leader than ever before. You will be well thought of by all people as you elevate them. Nicely done, Jonna. Debbie, final thoughts to you.
I'm going to sound like my brother, but I just like and want to help others. And when you go through this and put all of these, the deficit needs, the pain, the preservation, pleasure, prestige, profit in there, and then you apply that to, you know, when you pulled in the love of others, the charity, and this is, I just like the idea of helping people become better. I'm experiencing all these things myself. what Sixth Dimension can do to help me become a better person, and they're life-changing for me, huge. And so right now that's kind of my focus, but that becomes more of a reality. The more I am learning, the more I am seeing, oh my goodness, this can be life-changing for someone else too. And so awesome. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Very well done. Now, I'm assuming none of you have guests with you tonight. Is that true?
No guests here.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm just going to make a couple of points then, and then we'll take questions or converse as long as we want. First of all, think in your mind, names that have come to your mind as we've talked about charity and love, reaching out to, helping people in need. Start thinking about names that have come to your mind. Second, everything that we're now advancing to in sixth dimension is about being able to reach out to people in normal and natural ways. Book club, normal and natural ways to invite a circle of friends, a circle of influence. The other dimensions, as we talk about aspects of those dimensions and instruction, to gather people together who are either in pain or who need preservation or who would like the pleasure of your company and association with others, connectivity with your circle of influence, who would like to be well considered and well thought. As we think about prestige, and then certainly self-actualization, which is what Sixth Dimension is all about. So think about those aspects as you think about those names, and then invite them in normal and natural ways to participate in a book club or to participate in a presentation on one of these topics. Which leads me to the third. Saturday morning at my home, we'll have a group meeting there. I know we'll have a pretty good group started. If you would like to come, you're welcome. If you'd like to bring people, you're welcome. So 10 a.m., let me give you my address again. Jonna, it might be a little bit of a drive for you, but we'd love to have you nonetheless. 2545 North, 460 East. In Provo. So if you generally just drive towards the MTC and the mature Provo Temple, that will get you in my neighborhood. So not only Saturday morning, but we're anticipating that our Tuesday night coaching session will be a broadcast from there as well, meaning we will have an in-home audience as well as the online audience. And for that coaching session, we'll be talking about the move aspect of health. So we'll look forward to, and again, you can come there, you can bring people, we'd love to have you. If you are coming, let me know. And if you have an idea of a number of guests that you're bringing, that would be useful for me to know. So awesome, I just love being with you and can't wait to do those two meetings in our home. I think also the 29th, again a Saturday at 10 a.m., also in my home. Okay, thank you. Questions or thoughts or observations?